Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake, Fred, and our boy, Degenerate Jake. We're going to be getting into the Dallas Mavericks rumors that are swirling all over social media, some being confirmed, some not being confirmed, but we will talk about all of them here and discuss them. We might even kind of fair or foul it. We'll let us know if it's fair or foul with it. You can play the fair or foul music. Let's do that. We'll do a fair or foul Dallas Mavericks edition of all the rumors that are out there. We've enjoyed interacting with you guys. 877-881-1053. So Franklin Franco, injury attorney text line, best way to get involved with the program. Shout out to all y'all that sent kind messages to me yesterday on Sean and RJ. Shout out to all y'all that sent kind messages to Fred on G-Bag yesterday.
Nobody really said anything to me during G-Bag yesterday.
I doubt it. You probably just didn't see it, bro. Because there was people saying nice things about you during my show. I enjoy Fred and Blake. I wish Fred was here.
To your point, I didn't read many text messages yesterday.
It's a little hard to read text when you're the one.
Oh, really? Tell me more about that. How's that work?
You're just locked in.
Yeah?
You'll get used to it.
Is that what it's like?
You'll get used to it, Fred.
You know, I just started doing this radio thing a little while ago.
Yeah, you did.
I'm still trying to figure things out. Real quick,
before we get in,
I know you do. I know you do, and that's what I appreciate about you. I need to clarify something from the 817. Blake is not a cross-dresser, so let's get that out of the way. This guy's been on a rampage here from the 817. Diehard Tolo fatty, so we love him for that. Blake is not a cross-dresser. Does Fred still hate dogs? The world needs to know. No, I don't. Look, I'll be honest. Fred is a smart guy, but saying Nico was cooking with the trade, that's dumb. However, I do think the NBA rigged the draft. I didn't say he was cooking with the trade, okay? I never said I liked the trade.
He was just seeing the other side.
All I was saying was, because the NBA, and he was the fall guy for it, and I think we can all kind of agree, starting to make a little more sense, I was taking the opposite stance of, hey, let's let Nico cook and see what happens. Well, guess what? He's burned the kitchen down, all right? And now he's no longer employed. But I'll tell you what, he's going home with a smile on his face.
Devil's advocate. That's why we made the segment. Okay.
But now, people did call for that yesterday.
They did?
I did see that text.
Let's go.
Someone said, is there going to be devil's advocate today?
So y'all liked it. Okay.
So, yeah,
we love feedback on segments, whether you guys like it or not. We actually do read those texts, and we take it into consideration. Okay. Here's our first fair or foul with the Dallas Mavericks. Jake, please jump in as well. The Mavs are seeking Dirk's guidance, and they want the franchise legend's voice to be heard once again per Mark Stein. Fair or foul, trying to get Dirk back involved with the program.
I think it's fair, but can we please stop at the let's make Dirk the GM? No, let's not. Okay, let's not make Dirk the GM. I'm all for having him in some ambassador type role in some way. You know, maybe you make him, you know, part of your overseas scout. I don't know. I mean, I'm spitballing here, but
he's involved
yes,
in some capacity.
Bring him back, but he's still Dirk Nowitzki. He's made millions of dollars. I don't think Dirk's trying to do 8 hours of hard labor.
He's
every
on
day.
Amazon Prime.
And he is, exactly, and he's doing the Amazon stuff, which apparently I haven't been able to watch it because you and I are usually doing this, but I've heard nothing but good stuff about that show.
Jacob?
I mean, I think bringing him back in some capacity, I mean, if you kind of like introduce him slowly. But, I mean, what makes you think he's going to want to join this cesspool of negativity of this fan base is right now? I mean, he's not going to want to be the main figure
and
target.
They've never stopped loving him, though.
That's true, but when things don't go perfectly like they think he will when he steps in, and I think fans think that Dirk's going to come in and everything he touches is going to turn to gold, and when that doesn't happen, I don't know if he wants to be attached to that.
But doesn't that depend on what job they give him?
Yeah. Which is why I agree. I don't think he should be GM.
No. And I think, look, Dirk's not dumb. All right? Dirk ain't taking a GM job. And now, here's my fair foul. And maybe are you going to read the one about Cuban?
I'm going to read a bunch. I got a bunch of fair fouls.
All right.
Next one right here. The Mavs are expected to work with Anthony Davis's camp over the next 2 months to decide whether to pursue an in-season trade per Mark Stein. And kind of just breaking down this tweet for anybody listening, a lot of reports are coming out that maybe they might trade AD like immediately. This tweet is saying they're still thinking about trading him, they're testing the market, but it'll be kind of a two-month process, a.k.a. seeing what he looks like when he's healthy. So fair foul, one, trading AD, and the second part of the fair foul, waiting 2 months to trade him, kind of seeing what he looks like healthy, I guess, and not just trying to trade him right now.
Well, some of y'all just aren't very good at comprehension, are you? It's totally fair.
Fair on both accounts?
Once Nico got booted, I mean, everything's in play.
So fair to trading. Okay, Jacob, fair to trading him?
I mean, I've seen the mock trade of Tim to my Chicago Bulls.
I would love it.
Happens,
make
I'm
it happen.
Vomit. So yeah.
Make it happen. We'll take was it Vucevic, Kobe White?
You can have Vucevic.
Now
that's about it.
We want Kobe in the first round.
I want Giddy. Is his ankle broke?
I don't know. He's been out two games now.
Yeah. That'll be
by
an
the way.
Star,
Bulls have lost four in a row, so we're back down to earth now. Yeah, I think we're 6-5.
Yeah, you were geeked there for a while, weren't you?
I just got off the phone with my Chicago sports fan, and he thinks the Bears are going to the Super Bowl, so I had to pipe him down as well. I said, "You beat the Raiders by one. You beat the Raiders by one.
I was
beat the Giants by four. Beat the Bengals in overtime.
And you had to come back and beat the Giants too, by the way.
Well, the
Cowboys
Commanders
did
the same thing last year. Let's keep that straight.
Yeah. I told them the Bears are...
Yeah, and you see how they're doing this year.
Exactly.
I said Bears are on the up and up, but let's not act like they're going to the Super Bowl.
Their quarterback's made of a stick, so...
Yeah. And DJ Moore.
So
I'm ready for him to be gone, I think.
I'm ready for him to be gone on my fantasy team. Okay, fair foul, though, on waiting 2 months. Yes to trading him, I think we agree, but this report came out that they're going to kind of look over the next 2 months.
Yeah, you need to make sure his Achilles isn't going to explode.
But if you were the Mavs, you'd want to trade him. I'm not talking about others.
Well,
like the Mavs are saying they want to wait.
You're the Mavs, but if you're... I mean... Other teams aren't stupid.
Okay.
I mean, they read the same injury. But you know they had the same injury question you and I did.
Mm-hmm.
We both looked at ourselves like, wait a minute, Achilles tendinopathy, like that doesn't sound good.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I know as much about, you probably saw that on your 2K injury waiver wire.
Here's the next fair foul.
Not even listening to me.
I'm locked in.
He's locked in. Locked into these tweets.
Next one. Mark Stein reports that Dennis Lindsay was hired as an advisor in 2023, largely with the urging from Luka Doncic's agent, Bill Duffy, and his business manager, Larabeth Seeger. There's internal optimism the Mavs can bring him back and Dirk Nowitzki in some capacity. Dennis Lindsay, obviously.
What was that name you just read? What was that other name?
Beth Seeger? Larabeth Seeger?
That's a name. That's a mouthful.
Larry Beth Seeger?
Lara. L-A-R-A.
That's probably Laura, if I had to guess.
Why not Lara?
Because I don't think Lara's a real name.
Well, why would she spell Laura like that? Laura has
some do. I mean, I've known... I had a Laura that was a producer of mine.
You said Laura.
Yeah, Laura. You're saying Lara. It's Laura. It's not Lara. Like, come down to my secret Lara. No, it's Laura.
Fair foul, Dennis Lindsay coming back into the fold.
I mean, this is like the NBA GM is like you and I talked about the other day. It's not like the same with the NBA with the NFL.
Okay, next one. Anthony Davis and his personal medical staff wanted him to play last Saturday against the Wizards and have wanted him to play since. Johan Billsborough, who brought up yesterday, is one of the people. Billsborough is one of the people that did not want Luka traded. He's the Mavs director of health and performance. So that's who I'm talking about right here. And Patrick Dumont, those two people disagreed, which led to AD sitting out and continuing sitting out. I was very surprised he didn't play tonight. And apparently Nico wanted him to... Patrick Dumont had requested medical data to make sure Anthony Davis is not at risk of aggravating his left calf strain. And because of that, AD was listed out again tonight for the game. So... what do you think about Nico pretty much trying to play AD through injury and Patrick Dumont and the training staff saying no? Fair foul.
I'd say it's fair.
I mean, you wanted him to play or not play?
No, I mean, don't play. I mean, you've got a calf strain.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen that literally 100 times in the NBA, and it never works out well.
No, it doesn't. And, oh, by the way, one of the most oft-injured players in NBA history, who's fat and out of shape right now, has a bad calf slash tendinopathy, whatever the hell we're calling it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's go ahead.
It makes sense why Nico wanted him to play. He's like, dude, I'm losing my – I'm sure there was some internal discussion. No. I don't think he got caught completely off guard. Like, you better turn this around.
You and I have said – this several times on this radio program since the season started, that if Nico wasn't under the gun as far as his job was concerned, you wouldn't even played AD to start the season.
Mavs down 85-67 in the third.
Okay. everything's back to normal again. So, you know, you had to – Nico had to play Anthony Davis, all right? Because the last thing that guy needed was – okay, what? No Kyrie until 2026. You're going to play Cooper Flagg out of position.
Now, can I stop you right there? I think it was you, Jacob. Maybe it was a different show. What do you think of the thought that they were purposely playing Jason Kidd was purposely playing Cooper out of position, maybe to have a hijack, but to hijack?
That was our show.
That was your show? Yeah, I was going to say. I listened.
Yeah. Now,
who came up with that? You or Keck?
I think somebody texted it in, and I kind of broke it down. I think it's interesting. I think it's all up to Jason Kidd, because Jason Kidd's played point guard in the NBA. So I was like, if Jason Kidd sees this as a, like, it's not going to ruin his development.
But maybe it ruins the team's development.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, how do you weigh Cooper's development as a point forward as opposed to, like, the rest of your team just isn't in a rhythm?
If he hadn't done it with Giannis, I'd say, because that trust me, that thought crossed my mind today. That was Jason Kidd doing this to hijack it, because now reports have come out that he was against a Luka trade.
Yeah.
Now, Broadus's source that he talked to yesterday wouldn't comment on what side of the train or what side of the aisle that J. Kidd fell on, you know, pro or against Luka. I have to believe in my heart of hearts, there's no way on God's green earth that Jason Kidd, one of the greatest point guards of my generation, said yes, let's go ahead and trade Luka Doncic.
Right.
Like, there's just, I'm sorry.
Good. He just came out the finals.
Jason Kidd, you can say whatever you want about whether he's, you know, we've questioned his coaching ability here on this program. I certainly have. Like, okay, maybe we need to take a deeper dive on this. But there is no way you're going to convince me that Jason Kidd, a dye-in-the-wool throwback, one of the greatest 75 players in the history of the NBA, said, yeah, let's give me oft-injured AD instead of generational offensive talent, Luka Doncic, who just took me to a finals. Not buying it.
Next fair foul, Michael Finley was initially reluctant to accept the promotion for interim GM role with the Dallas Mavericks.
Did it give a reason?
Not that I saw. I can continue reading and see if there's something else on there. But
see, I would just like to know what his reasoning was for. And I'm kind of torn on Michael Finley. I don't know.
Like, we don't know how culpable he was. Like, were you just carrying out Nico's orders, or did you and Nico think the same and y'all were in lockstep? Let's get him out of here, and we don't want to do X, Y, and Z.
I just wonder too, though, if you're Michael Finley and you understand. All right, look. This is Nico. This guy's a little power hungry, or there's bigger things at play here. I'm not trying to lose my job, so I'm just going to go along and do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's asked of me? I don't know.
This is another part on the Finley. We're getting all the tweets now. We're getting all the reports. Mark Stein, Tim McMahon, Tim Cato, they're all like dropping stories about what was going on. This is one of the things from Mark Stein's story today about Anthony Davis and Nico Harrison. In quotes, the fame footage of Michael Finley taking a celebratory beer away from Luka never included this part. The drink was returned to Luka, and the celebration continued as soon as he was out of the public view 5 seconds after the cameras ended in the hallway of the visitor's locker room in Minnesota. So remember, everybody hates Finn for taking the beer away from a grown man, just taking it to the finals.
Yeah.
And I there was a good amount of people that were like, he's just trying to do like some PR and be like, take the beer away from Luka because he knows maybe what the owner thinks, maybe what the league thinks, maybe what Jason Kidd thinks, whatever. Like, I got you, Luka, doing him a solid. And there was the people that were like, he's a grown man. Why is Finley taking the beer from him? I want him out of here. He didn't respect Luka and his lifestyle. And then we get a tweet like this of, like, Finley gave him the beer back 5 seconds later off camera, and the celebration continued. Does that change anything, or does that mean nothing?
No, that changes a lot. I mean, that changes everything. I mean, because, again, I'll tell you what it does. It gives you – look.
It's from Mark Stein, by the way.
Michael Finley was a dog, all right? Like, Michael Finley – forget just being a great Maverick. Like, Michael Finley had a great run as an NBA basketball player, okay? So when you see that, you're thinking in your mind when you see that clip, it's like, man, Mike, you of all people should understand. Like, your man's just enjoying a pop after the game. But then,
not as if they had a game tomorrow. They won the series.
You just won a series, man. You just won, and it was the biggest win of. I mean, let's call it what it is, the biggest win from an NBA perspective of Luka's career at that point.
Correct.
So you're sitting there thinking to yourself, like, okay, well, what, you know, are you trying to play Mr. Management here or whatever? So, but on the flip side of it, it's like, all right, look, he knows the drill. He's been there. That's a vet move, right? Like, he's, hey, man, just take this off the camera. Boom, we'll have you. So I appreciate that. And I'm sure he's still, you know, being Mr. Maverick, that being Michael Finley, I'm sure he's probably still kind of had to deal with that in some form or fashion. And people probably think he's Team Nico as well.
I'll get you out of here with these last couple ones. Teams have started internal discussions about pursuing Anthony Davis. There is going to be an Anthony trade talk that's going to continue the season. Whether the result is a deal or not is impossible to say. I would bet on yes. That's from Zach Lowe, who's very plugged into the NBA. Another one, there's chatter around the league about the Mavs can move on from AD and Kyrie Irving. This is from our boy Joe Vardon.
I saw that.
The 32-year-old Davis now finds himself at the center of league-wide speculation that he might be the next to go. whose contracts run concurrent with Anthony Davis, who includes a player option for $42 million in 2027 and 2028. So a lot of teams are trying to get him. I even saw the rumor today of the Rockets being interested in Kyrie Irving and pairing him back up with Kevin Durant.
Only if you're giving up Amen Thompson.
Oh, I would not want to give up Kyrie.
Amen Thompson all day, every day.
I would not want to give up Kyrie. There's a couple young players that I would be like, okay. Yeah. Amen Thompson would be one of them. But, I need other stuff, too. I'm not just getting Amen straight up. I need your picks.
I mean, look, if you're not going to get – I mean, you will just to make it work.
I need
but
a first-round pick, too.
You may get one. You ain't going to get more than one.
Amen, a first-rounder, and throwing another player, throwing Tari Eason.
It's a lot.
Ain't getting that. You're not getting that for Kyrie.
Hey, Kyrie is a lot.
You do
off an ACL though,
bro.
Then we'll keep him. Then we'll keep him.
Look, I know. That's my offer. I know you like you. Separate,
I'm biased. Don't ask me.
Exactly.
I'm biased.
Separate the what you like about Kyrie, because Kyrie
is biased.
You may not get more than and the reason why an Amen Thompson straight up won't work just because of the money.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it could work in a vacuum,
you would do that just straight up.
Oh, absolutely.
You? Disgusting.
I mean, you got Kyrie. May have 1 year left on that knee, bro. Amen Thompson is a freak.
Blasphemy! I don't want to hear.
I'll tell you right now. You give me what is he? 20?
Amen Thompson can't shoot. So, but you have him, Gafford, and AD on the court. Yeah, we got three
Kyrie,
guys that can't
Kyrie
shoot.
Can't walk. So
he's about to be able to. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay. I mean,
he'll be able to walk before Amen can shoot.
Give me Amen. He can't defend.
Okay, Amen can't shoot. Cool. He can defend.
Amen can shoot enough, all right? And like I said, the last time we saw Kyrie in a finals, how'd that work out?
When has Amen made a finals?
He hasn't. He's in his third year in the league.
Then give me Kyrie. I'm biased. Don't keep arguing with me.
Just stop. You're going to take 40-year-old arthritic Kyrie Irving over.
About leadership, too. IQ.
So what?
Leadership.
He's done. You need to rebuild.
Oh, so you want Kyrie gone? I was just joking.
Oh no, I'm ready to look.
I think you need some players of similarity from this. You don't need to completely abandon your identity. And he's the most liked player on the team. You need the fans.
Yeah,
right
that's
now.
Why you need to trade him.
Why? You need the fans
what?
Right
what,
now.
What do I need Kyrie Irving for?
I just told you. You need the fans to be on your side. Patrick Dumont's letter was literally just about the fans and winning back the fans. Basketball aside, I think the basketball is a huge part of it. But you need to win back the fans. You had everybody booing, nobody showing up.
Okay, so winning 30 games with Kyrie at the point is going to win back fans?
No. Why are you winning 30 games because Kyrie's there? And you're going to win way more than 30 games with Kyrie there. We're acting like he's not good at basketball.
You'll
anymore.
Win. But you're also forgetting this guy's coming off of an ACL again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He's what, 30? He's going to be 34 in March.
Yep.
All right, and we're going to have him carry the load.
I didn't say carry the load.
Well, he's going to have to.
I just said don't trade him. I mean, if the only reason I would trade him is if Kyrie walks up to there and says, I don't want to be here. I don't think you should be trying to ship Kyrie after all that he's done, stayed by it with the Luka stuff, been the spokesperson of the team, been the voice of the team.
You helped resurrect his career.
Agreed. That's why I said
it's a bait. I don't care if he asks out or not. It's a business. Guess what? Look, we're going to send you to a contender. Thanks.
If he asks out, I have no problem shipping him out.
I don't care if he asks out or not. I'm off the Kyrie train. Mm. I hate to say it. Mm. Look, if you're getting rid of AD, why are you keeping Kyrie?
Because I want at least one veteran on the team.
For what?
I just told you a little bit of leadership. I don't want a team full of 20-year-olds.
Leadership of what? To get in the play-in game?
I don't want a team full of 20-year-olds.
Well, welcome to the Dallas Mavericks post Nico.
Nope.
I'm gonna have all these young guys and then 34-year-old Kyrie to get into the play-in. That's what I'm doing.
I think you could do better than the play-in with Kyrie.
In the Western Conference.
I just said that.
Coming off a knee injury.
Okay, let's see what he looks like with his knee injury. You're adding like he's not going to be able to walk. He's still going to be a top 10 point guard when he comes back.
Provided you had pieces around him and you had a healthy AD and Cooper getting into his flow and everything else.
I think Kyrie is a better asset than Anthony Davis.
I don't think you're wrong about that. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if you could fetch a little bit more with Kyrie than you could for AD.
Would I be surprised if they traded Kyrie? No. I understand the timelines. Blake, personally, and I'm biased, would not trade Kyrie.
Take the bias away from it. Just stop with how much – stop the you like him. Pure basketball.
Yes, I would not trade him. I think he means way too much to this team. You cannot – you need to win back the fans. If you go ask any fan who their favorite player is on the team, and yes, I think that does matter right now for the Mavs, you don't need to be trading that guy. Now, in the offseason, you get blown away with an offer? Cool.
Yeah.
This year, with everything that's going around, you don't need to be trading your most likes player right now.
So if, you got, so if you got a young player and two ones, you wouldn't do it?
I just... Brad, how many times are they going to say
so? I'm telling you right now, if a team offered a young player and two first-rounders for Kyrie...
It depends what the young player is, but probably no. 98% of me says no.
Wow, okay.
I'm not trying to move off Kyrie, bro. We already moved away from Luka! I don't need the second most liked player to also be moved on. Because I'm not all in the Cooper Flagg as the future, just Cooper Flagg is fixing us. So I'm keeping Kyrie. I know you are in the Cooper Flagg back, so you don't care about anyone else on the team.
Well, no, I do, but I'm also just convinced that, you know, a 34-year-old point guard with injury problems is usually not a good barometer for, hey, I'm going to take it to the next level.
They're not going
to
be good next year whether he's on the team or not. So might as well
trade
him. Might as well keep him. Keep a little bit of leadership. Fair foul music.
This dude here. All right.
Let's switch gears. Let's talk a little NFL. All right. I had a tease earlier. Something I saw in the Monday Night Football game this past Monday night with the Philadelphia Eagles, and why I think it's going to bode well for your Dallas Cowboys next Monday night. Plus, for all my fantasy nerds out there, and this is where Blake's going to roast me again. Maybe AJ Brown wasn't such a good selection after all. Lots to get to. All right, most of the fatties and tolos that have chimed into the show, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, that is the Frankel injury attorney text line, are Team Blake and Team Kyrie, I get it. I mean, if you had to keep Kyrie, or if Kyrie said, hey, look, I want to be a part of this and get through this, whatever, I mean, look, I'm not going to besmirch the guy by any means, but I'm just saying, look, if you can rebuild this thing and get picks and find, but my point is this:
he's just not the first person I'm looking at. I think he does have the most value. I think he's
got more value than AD. I really do. Because guys like Kyrie, you know, he's battle tested. He's still a great point guard. Yes, the athleticism probably isn't what it used to be, so you do have to take that into consideration. But I think you could find a GM. Because, again, he's resuscitated his reputation around the league, so you don't have to worry about that anymore. It's just like, look, he's a plug-and-play vet at this stage of his career, that if you're kind of a team that, you know, is on the fringe or whatever, like, you know, if you send him to Orlando, right? I mean, that's a team that, you know.
First.
Well, I mean.
They
don't have any left. I mean, hell, you start with Desmond Bane for crying out loud. I mean,
a game winner the other night.
He did hit a big game winner. As a matter of fact, it was the first time in, like, the play-by-play era or something like that where two teams in the same state. Yeah. One on a buzzer beater,
that was a hell of a pass. 0.4 seconds left.
Man, that was a hell of a pass. Where's the defense at?
The play before that, Donovan Mitchell hits the craziest three to even send it to that.
Okay.
He hits a corner three over Khalil Ware, who's like 6'11". Speaking of Khalil Ware, wouldn't mind getting him if we want to trade with the Heat. If they gave you Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware.
That's a team that keeps being thrown around as far as a possible AD
destination. I would not be mad about that.
No, I think that would be a great fit.
Have you seen Khalil Ware hoop? He's like a miniature.
I have not watched much Miami yet this year.
He was even good last year. The best way, the simplest way to put it, and I know this might be somewhat of an exaggeration, but he's kind of like a miniature Wimby.
Blasphemous.
I'm being for real. He's like 7 foot flat, maybe 6'11", but same hooping style. Long arms, long legs, can shoot from the outside, dunk on anybody, plays great defense. He's not putting up 30 and 20 and winning games by himself, but he's I don't know what he's averaging right now, but if I had to guess, he's probably putting up like 17, 18 and like
You'll
10.
Take that.
Yeah.
You'll take that. I mean, look, and he's young and not injury prone, so that's already makes him a better start.
He is dating one of my
AD.
Friends as well, so a little bit of bias.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we learned something new today.
Caught me off guard. I mean, like, not a girl I'd ever flirted with, just in friend group. Yeah. Just, we've gone to dinners a couple times, whatever. And I see her on Instagram, and she's in Dubai. And I was like, that guy is tall, first of all. I'm like, wow, he's 7 foot. Who's this? And then the next post, she's at a Heat game. And I'm like, you're awfully close. And then the next one, I see her posted up on his Instagram, posting her. I'm like, no way. Y'all are full on dating on his Instagram.
Y'all
like,
are a real item.
He's like really good. Like, I want him on my team. He's not a bench warmer.
Official.
Shout out to you.
Well, maybe, Blake Elliott can, you know, work something behind the scenes. But AD, look, in the power ranking of where you want people gone or most likely to get traded, I mean, I think AD's number one.
You know who's number two?
Clay.
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to go D-Lo three. Just because he doesn't fit? That was a Nico guy. I don't really see any reason they don't play him.
I'm going to go Caleb Martin, number three, just because I'm sick of hearing him on the team. I'm tired of him being here. He's done zero since he's been here.
I don't even think he's scored 100 points yet still.
No, he hasn't.
And Caleb Martin or Quentin Grimes have been in like three games.
Yeah, I mean, he's at like 700 or something crazy since he's been with the Philadelphia 76ers. So, you know, again, another moronic Nico Harrison move. But, yeah, and then I think So, number one, AD, two, Clay, three, Caleb Martin, four, D'Lo, and then Kyrie would be number five. And then I would probably drop. Now, this is my rankings of where I'd like to see go. I mean, if you're an opposing team, I mean, it's 1A, 1B, AD and Kyrie. And then you could probably throw Gafford in there as well, too. Mm-hmm.
I texted Grant about that one. I bias coming in again. I'm always honest with you guys.
So I'd love to keep Gafford. I'm with you on the way you feel about Kyrie. That's the way I would feel about Gafford since we've had him on a couple different times. He's a super nice guy. Talk about salt of the earth. He is about as genuine of a human being as you're going to find as a professional athlete. I would hate to see Daniel Gafford.
I would hate to see it go, but for my basketball, 100%. it does feel a little awkward. Timelines, injuries. He's not playing the best basketball. He's also kind of playing through injuries. So, like, if they traded him, I would be like, I understand.
Depending on who they traded him to.
Yeah. It would suck personally just for us because we know him. But I would understand the basketball side of things and kind of trying to build around Derek Lively and Cooper Flagg's timeline.
You might be able to get a mini haul for him, too. I'm telling you right now. The way if Desmond Bain can get four or five first-round picks, I promise you get at least a one. You're getting at least one first-round pick for Daniel Gafford.
That's what he got traded for, PJ and Gafford. That was one sent out by the Mavericks to get them.
Maybe two.
You think Gafford has gone up?
I think so.
You got a one from Washington for him.
If he didn't, here's what I think you could get two.
Or you sent a one to Washington.
If he doesn't get hurt. Mm-hmm. Way he was playing last year before he got that knee injury.
I wouldn't trade PJ, but what do you think he would fetch you two? I think PJ is kind of the core.
PJ's definitely getting you two. Because the thing about PJ is he's a plug-and-play guy. He plays a little bit of defense. He's long. He's, you know, we forget, this guy was a lottery pick back in the day. Yeah. Okay? What's that look for, creep?
He's long.
He is.
I know we keep trying to get into something else, but this NBA talk is kind of taking over right now. Would you?
I can't with you. I can't with you.
Would you rather have
AJ Brown sucks? Continue.
Would you rather we're gonna play the draft? Would you rather have the Bulls one where you're getting their picks and their young players, or would you rather have the same thing with the Hornets? Get a Brandon Miller. Get a Bridges. Get some first round picks.
You can't have my exciting whites. I'm keeping Mattis and Josh.
I was going to say, if you told me I could get...
I would like both of those.
If you told me I could get Giddey... If you told me I could get Josh Giddey...
And Matas Bouzelis?
Well, they're not giving up both. There's no way. Now, if you told me I'd get Matas and like a Kobe White in a first-round pick for AD... later!
I'll take Vucevic and you can have Clay.
Yeah, seriously. Throw him in, too, just for bleeps and grins. And hell, maybe you do package AD and Clay.
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Hey, look, Clay's gone. I don't care what happens. Clay's gone.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the three of us could be co-GMs, and Clay's out of here.
Caleb Martin entered the game before him today.
I think that's just from they're trying to do everything they can to make him look serviceable. Okay.
And he doesn't. Every time he gets on the court, he doesn't even look at the rim. If
you might
have
to trade him to China. Okay. Whatever that team Jimmy Fredette played for, the Chinese exploding bridges. Did you guys see that today, by the way?
No.
You guys didn't see that? The bridge that collapsed in China?
I didn't.
Crazy.
Okay, so you get Colin Sexton, Josh Green, Brandon Miller, a first in 2026.
Didn't you just find out like Colin Sexton's really like 5'9 in real life or something like that?
Maybe. And a 2027 first for AD, would you do it? Or would you like the Bulls offer it?
Because who's he? Because, okay, so Charlotte's giving you who? Colin Sexton.
Josh Green, who used to be on your team. Brandon Miller. 2026 first, 2027 first.
So Brandon Miller is kind of like the key.
I was going to say, Brandon Miller is what you're getting in that.
Brandon Miller is the key in that.
It'd be a nasty front court with him and Cooper.
Or would you rather have this from the same team, Miles Bridges, Colin Sexton, and three picks? Three first-rounders. You get your 2027 first-rounder back.
I'm not hating that.
You like that better than the Josh Green? So pretty much it's taking out Brandon Miller and Josh, but you get Bridges and an extra first.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. You give me three first-round picks?
And Bridges. And Sexton.
And Bridges and Sexton. I mean, look, Sexton's a solid guard at this stage of his career, mm-hmm. right? You know what you're going to get. And he can score a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. And Mikal Bridges is what, 6'8", 6'9", yeah. somewhere in there? All right.
No, that's not Mikal Bridges. This is Miles Bridges.
Miles Bridges.
Mikal's in New York.
Is Miles the one that had the off-the-court issues?
A lot of off-the-court issues.
Mm. I might need a fourth pick. Three firsts is a lot. If you talk about him getting Colin Sexton, Miles Bridges, and three first round, but he's clear of his stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's been
a couple years. He's on the court. That's true. Yeah.
Or do you want
Terry Rozier?
This is the Bulls one. Vooch, Patrick Williams, Kobe White, and a 2026 first round pick.
No, I need Giddey or the.
I agree. If that's my only,
if you can give me Matas or Giddey,
because I don't care for Patrick Williams.
We can work around the others.
To me, Kobe White's the only interesting one on there. Am I missing something? Would Kobe White be the steal? It would be the one in that deal that we're.
Yeah, Patrick Williams sucks.
Yeah, I would just want Kobe White. You got two expiring contracts and a first. But if the Hornets want to give me three firsts,
yeah,
and Bridges, I would take that.
From the 214, the fact you think Broken Davis is fetching all this is insane.
Hey, I'm just reading Twitter. These aren't ones that Blake came up on his own.
Here's the thing. It is a crazy suggestion, all right? But at the same time, too, this is what you can say if you're the Mavericks, and right, wrong, or indifferent. You traded him for Luka.
Yep.
Okay? And again, I get it. Every scale's different. And some team may say, well, okay, great, you're an idiot. That wasn't on us. All right? Sorry.
Would you trade him for John Morant straight up?
Who? AD?
Yeah.
No, you better give me a little something else.
You get John a second-round pick.
No, I need John a first. I need John first. Because here, look.
I'm not saying I would do that. I would not be the trade. I was just wondering with Ja. I wouldn't want him on this team. It wouldn't fit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You can't shoot and you got already off the court problems. I'm just saying hypothetically, would you do that?
It'd be a weird team with him and Jaren Jackson, too. That'd be a really weird team.
Double big.
Yeah.
Jaren at the center.
Tell you what,
Zach Edey at the center.
But see, I would be, I
play Jaren at the three. They're huge.
Real quick. I would be interested to see Ja Morant with Jason Kidd.
Yeah. Brandon Williams next to him.
We're just spitballing here. None of this is probably going to happen, but that is one pairing that I would love to see is Ja Morant being coached by Jason Kidd.
Can I just give you one more random thought?
One more.
The Kings are reportedly gearing up for a full rebuild and plan to explore trades for Zach LaVine, Sabonis, DeMar DeRozan, and the rest of the roster.
And I guess that rules the Kings.
I don't know why they try to roll back Degenerate Jakes.
What are we doing?
Well, they try to roll back Degenerate Jakes.
The Bulls
team.
Yeah, here, let's
add Sabonis.
You know, DeMar DeRozan and LaVine weren't great
why
in Chicago.
Why do they keep doing
let's
that?
Let's see how that looks with Cowbell, huh?
3 years later, when they're older.
No, that just I don't get that one bit. All right, we got lots more to get to. This show is rolling right along. I tell you what, you guys have been absolutely tremendous on the text line. We got a lot to read here throughout the course. But coming up next, it's time for haikus. Topics are as follows, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be No More Nico and different ways to say goodbye. Right here, Fan After Dark. Appreciate that, Mr. Jacob Ray. I'm just glad that I have most of the station now calling him Jake.
It was all you.
I'm glad that I was able to spearhead that. You don't look like a Jacob, and I'm taking nothing away from Mr. and Mrs. Ray. I don't want to, in any way, shape, or form.
I feel like I look like a Jacob with my quarter zip on.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you do. You do. You look like you might go with Nicholas Dickinson to SMU right now.
Little group trip, yeah.
Look like you might have been behind the front row, hanging out with them, trying to get your shots in. Why don't you guys do something about this Nico guy, huh? Huh?
It's been too long. Yep. Sitting on your hands over here.
My parlay just went south because of you. Thanks a lot, Pat. Patty D. Meanwhile, Blake, I'm guessing, is still writing because I don't know where he's at. Okay.
He's writing from the bathroom.
There he is. Now we're just talking into the
ether.
Are we back? No, I'm just holding my microphone and just talking for the sake of doing it. All right, you guys know what time it is. That music means only one thing. It's time for a little.
How long have you been back?
Yeah, about 45 seconds, give or take.
Yeah,
I mean, we're just
taking a number two.
We were just talking about how Jacob, a.k.a. Jake, in that quarter zip, looks like he might be hanging around with Nicholas Dickinson.
Yes. Yes. They both went to the SMU bar on Saturday.
That's right. So, and of course, we have everybody's favorite, Jet Nelson.
Also in the quarter zip.
Jet's the bouncer.
This building makes you feel like you need one.
Yeah.
Yo, it's iced
me
out
and Jet
in
came
here.
United today.
Yeah, you guys did. Now, you're wearing a Patagonia.
Yep, nice and warm. Nice and cozy.
Jet's the one that he brought the beer keg to the SMU party.
Yes, hey guys, you're like this one.
Yes, he did.
What flavor beer would you bring?
Oh, just a good old Bud Light.
Bud Light.
There you go.
Or SMU
go
wrong with that.
Did you say what flavor beer? Shut up.
Yeah. Is that bad?
I mean,
they're all pretty similar.
Sounds like somebody that doesn't drink beer.
Not an alcoholic.
I don't think you need to be an alcoholic to know that no one in the history of beer has ever said, hey, what flavor beer is that?
Because they're not like me. They're normal, original.
Likes a blonde beer, Blake does.
More of a brunette beer.
Okay. Just stick to whatever.
A little bit of hops.
Beverages you. What beer do you drink?
Dos Equis.
Okay.
Actually,
that checks out, yeah.
Yeah, Dos Equis, salt.
I'm a Michelob guy, so.
Oh, are you one of those Ultra?
I drink Ultra.
I mean, you might as well just be drinking urine,
yeah.
Okay?
You might as well
be drinking urine water. Because look, I don't even drink anymore and knew better than to drink Michelob Ultra.
I did like Busch Light back in the day. That was my first beer I ever had when I was like 16.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. If we're talking about when we what high school, I mean, if it was Natty Light or Bust.
Now, first was Keystone.
Keystone's legit.
Oh, yeah.
I was never a Natty guy.
PBR?
Never a Natty.
I mean, look, it was $10 for a 24-pack, and, you know, you and your boy went in $5 a pop. All right, bet. Found the. For me, it was my uncle. May he rest in peace.
Yep.
Look, gave him a 20 sack. He bought us booze. Done. End of story.
You know? But ours wasn't our uncle. It's just the 18-year-old, the senior.
That's it.
You just at the gas station after school.
Fake ID. Boom. That's all you're looking for right there. Okay, let's get this thing rocking and rolling. You guys know what time it is. We've got about 5-6 minutes. Let's do this thing. No Nico and different ways to say goodbye. So let's do what do you want to do first? You want to do No Nico or you want to do different ways to say goodbye first?
Let Jet pick.
Jet, which one do you want to
go
with?
Let's go Nico first.
Let her rip.
Nico is no more. J Kid also needs the door.
Oh.
Or Mavs are the floor.
Oh!
Okay, Jet Nelson coming correct today.
My man firing all cylinders. And I'll tell you what, shout out to my boy Jet Nelson. I'm going to tell you why. You guys already know how we feel about our boy Jet. Rose from the ashes on draft day. My man's sitting out here doing TSN, and because of the way the new layout is here at the new, at the station,
he can't hear anything,
yeah. Right? Like, and look, we're not trying to complain. We're just, Tim, if you're listening, go ahead and add it to your list. But since he can't hear, he's locked in. He's doing his TSN. I walk by, I say, "Hey, man, haikus in 5 minutes." Told him what they were. Boom! My man comes in firing on all cylinders.
No complaints.
That's a banger. Okay. That's a banger.
I'm
gonna
go
right
next.
There.
Rolling. Go.
I'm gonna go next. Go. Nico ruled out now. Jobless moves drain Dallas morale. Jobless ends the brow.
I meant to say brawl.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I'm not really sure. I gave that bell ring to you out of deference.
I meant to say brawl.
Because I'm not really sure what that last line meant.
I meant to say brawl.
But I did it for you.
Jobless ends the brawl. Like the brawl with the fans.
Okay.
But I said brawl.
We'll have you read that again because I felt bad because of the women's UNT singlet yesterday. So I wanted to, just make amends for that.
Courtesy ding.
All right. We'll have that was a courtesy ding. That was absolutely a courtesy ding. He earned it. He earned it. All right.
I was down 4. Oh, we came back. Let me lock
here
in.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right. So here's my note. We'll have Jacob Ray take us out on the No Nico. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Time finally came. Chance AD brought Dallas shame. Still no Luka. Pain.
A little bit of slam poetry there.
Yep.
Hit
the heart.
Can you reread that first line?
Yeah, that was interesting. The first line was interesting.
Time finally came.
Really?
Chance AD brought Dallas shame.
So he knew this was his haiku, and he poo-pooed all over mine, knowing that that was his. You got to come with a banger if you're going to poo-poo mine.
You literally got the line wrong.
And it was still better.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, nobody had to say pause. Don't hate. Don't hate because yours wasn't any good. All right, continue.
Adios, Nico. Just like Luca, there he go. Head to L.A., bro.
I like it. I think me and you got last place, Fred. I think both the producers did better than us.
Speak for yourself. Okay. all right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Different ways to say goodbye. Jet Nelson, because you were on such a heater the last time. What you got?
Bye is too easy. I like to go in Spanish. Ooh. So sayonara. I'm like 80% sure that's Spanish. 80.
You're not serious, are you?
So I'm pretty sure.
So no.
I'm 80%.
No.
I didn't Google it.
Are you gaslighting us right now?
No,
are you pulling a Nico Harrison on us right now?
I don't think so.
Is fortune favoring the bull with that? You really think sayonara is Spanish?
I didn't Google it. I don't know. It's been a while since Spanish class.
877-881-1053. 877-881-1053.
I need to get lined up for this.
Oh, my God.
Italian?
That might be G-Bat. We're going to send that in.
That's, he said it's Italian. Yeah, no, it's Japanese.
That's definitely not Spanish.
Japanese. Oh, that was not on my list.
That's definitely going to have to go in the G-bag. I mean, I think Chiafalo is going to win it, but this definitely warrants an entry, to say the least.
How do you even follow that? Okay, I'll try. Goodbyes I've enjoyed. Testing outros I've recoined into the void. It's my outro.
Into the void. Here we go. All
yeah,
right.
Four syllables.
Into the void?
Into the void. Wow.
Is that four?
Yeah, it's four.
I go into the void. There you go.
There we go.
I go into the... That's actually six. So
I go in void.
Yeah. I into the void.
There you go. I into the void.
Tell you what, you not
Brandon Williams just stepped out of bounds. What a chance to tie the game with 2 minutes left. Not
that,
what you want.
That
to
hurts.
Say.
That hurts.
Matt still got a chance though. 2 minutes left.
Maybe not one of your better.
I really wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, now you've been
I was using the restroom.
You've been a mess. Wow, that sounds like a you problem. Okay, here we go. Time to go. Let's bounce. Kick rocks, 86th, you're out.
Little
been
restaurant.
Real, deuces peace.
Nice. I like the restaurant reference.
Yeah, that was a good one.
86.
Multiple forms.
That's it.
Yeah. I was hoping that your signature outro would be in it. I put mine in there with the Into the Void. What? Brandon Williams, tough bucket at the rim. Lay. 3-point game. Mavs are down with under 2 minutes to go.
What, powering down?
Yeah, I thought you thought about powering down.
You know what? I could have done it. Powering
okay,
down.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Just try it with powering down. Go ahead. Okay.
Time to go. Let's bounce. Kick rocks, 86th. You're out. Powering down.
I'm pretty sure that's Spanish.
Yeah.
That's Hindi. Thank you very much. Okay. Put some respect on it. All right. Take us home, Degenerate Jake.
As I drift away, don't hang up. Asks me to stay. Please come back, they pray.
Was I listening to like smut right there?
How many syllables
is that?
That sounds like so many syllables.
That sounded like he was trying to turn us off.
As I drift away, don't hang up. Asks me to stay. Please come back, they pray. Bang.
You're the syllable counter.
575, baby. 575, that's exactly what it was. All right, final hour of the program. We will do a show rewind. We've got at least one more audio. I've got at least one more audio, two or three audio clips. Let's just call it that way.
We got audio to play.
We've got audio to play from the NFL.
And Jason Kidd.
We've got some Jason Kidd audio to get into. We may or may not rebuild the Mavericks. If we don't do it tonight, we'll take a deeper dive on it tomorrow. And if we don't get to it tomorrow, then we'll have to do it next week because me and Blake are going to be all over the place for the next few days, and we'll lay that out for you tomorrow. Tolo's on the telephone. That's going to go down at 1020, 877-881-1053. And then the final segment of the show, you know how we do. Lots to go. Don't go anywhere. Last hour coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.